Remember us in your kingdom, Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
The Lutheran Hour is brought to you each week through the support of listeners like you. We rely on your prayers and gifts. To learn how you can support and extend the worldwide outreach of the Lutheran Hour, go to LutheranHour.org. Next week, Dr. Michael Ziegler returns with a message about distress signals and the God who answers even before we call. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls now invite you to join them in their regular Sunday morning service of worship. Now, in their 70th year of broadcasting, Peace Lutheran Church offers these services in order to bring the comfort and instruction of God's holy word to the sick, the shut-in, and the traveler. The liturgy for today comes from the Lutheran Service Book, Service Setting of Matins, page 219. Hymns to be sung today are taken from the Lutheran Service Book, number 516, Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying, number 515, Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers, and number 922, Go, My Children, With My Blessing. Following the opening hymn, Pastor Reverend Samuel Morshing will lead the congregation in worship. The sermon theme is Keeping Watch. The sermon text is Matthew 25:1-13. We take you now to the sanctuary of Peace Lutheran Church.
Our service this morning is the Order of Matins on page 219, and I invite you to stand as we make our beginning.
O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste, help me, O Lord. Lord, lead me to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the
Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O God, let us
thank you.
Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We continue and speak responsively our psalm. Praise the Lord.
Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise in the assembly of God.
Let Israel be glad in his Maker.
Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King.
Let them praise his name with dancing.
Making a melody to him with tambourine and lyre.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
He adorns the humble with salvation.
Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the high praises of God be in their throats.
And two-edged swords in their hands.
To rescue vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples.
To bind their kings with chains.
And their nobles with fetters of iron.
To execute on them the judgment written.
This is power for all his godliness. Praise the Lord.
I invite you to be seated as we continue with the singing of our office hymn number 516.
and remember what come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Please read with me the gradual. In many colored robes,
the king's daughter is led to the king, with her virgin companions following behind her. With joy and gladness, they are led along as they enter the palace of the king.
The epistle lesson is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. O Lord, have mercy on us.
I invite you to please stand in honor of our gospel reading. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. O Lord, have mercy on us.'" We continue with the responsory. Forever, O Lord, Your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Son, and to the Holy Spirit. At this time, I invite the congregation to be seated and for our children to come forward for a children's message. Good morning, boys and girls. It's so good to see all of you here, and I see some of you are visiting, and I'm glad that your visit is including an opportunity for you to be in worship with us this morning. So, how many of you have ever had everything work out just the way you wanted it to? You kind of knew what was going to come, and you made some plans, and it worked out just like you wanted it. Or how many of you have ever made some plans because you knew something was going to happen, and then it didn't work out? Oh, that's the hands I'm seeing. Sometimes things don't work out the way we plan it. But you know, God, He makes plans for you and for me. God has plans for us, right? Yeah. And do you guys know any of the plans that God has for you? What are His plans for you? What do you think He wants? Well, He does not like when we sin, right? Because that separates us from Him. But does He want to be separated from us? No. God wants to be connected to us. In fact, He's made a promise about that, hasn't He? He wants you to be able to be confident that you will have life with Him forever, right? Everlasting life. Is that one of the things that God is planning for you? Yeah, through the waters of baptism, our sins are washed away, and God calls you His child to live with Him forever. Do you guys think about that all the time? Is that something coming up for you? Yeah, it is, right? God has that plan for you to live with Him forever. But there are times where do we focus on other things? Yeah, like what happened outside when you woke up, when you saw outside, what did you see?
Snow.
Hey, did we know it was coming?
No.
Well, not exactly. Some maybe thought it would come, but here it is, and now we have snow, and you know, with snow, that brings other outside activities, right? Yeah. So sometimes we know about things, but we don't know exactly when they're coming. But should we be ready for them? How many of you have mittens? Any of you have winter coats? And yeah, oh, looks like you're kind of ready for the snow, even though you didn't know it was coming right away. So with Jesus and with our Heavenly Father, He wants you to be ready for life everlasting, right? To go and be with him forever. And our church is set up in a way to help you be ready. It's set up in a way that helps remind you to be ready and helps encourage you to look toward your future. Did you know that about the church? Our church is set up to help remind us of God's plans. If we look at the front of the church, what do we see that's a big symbol that we can see at the very front of the church where everybody is facing it when we sit? What do we see up there? A cross, right? That is there so you and I remember God's promises, so that you and I remember that Jesus died for all of our sins, and through him we have eternal life ahead of us. That's why our church has a cross in the front, so that we're remembering and we're prepared for God's plan for you and for me. Because is there any other way for us to get to heaven? No, only through Jesus and what he did for you and for me on the cross. So that's why I'm so glad you're here today, so that you can see that cross and remember that Jesus died for you, and that through Jesus you have life everlasting with our Heavenly Father. Should we say an echo prayer at this time? Yeah, it sounds like a good thing. Let's invite all those who are with us, our moms and dads and our brothers and sisters in Christ, to pray also. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. And the certain promises you give, through Jesus Christ. Let me be prepared for your coming and life everlasting. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for coming up this morning, boys and girls, and I do believe I'm prepared to give you an item for you to take back to your seats. And our congregation is going to continue at this time singing hymn 515. grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's sermon is based upon the text from Matthew chapter 25. It is the last Sunday of the church year, and it's also the last Sunday of the firearm deer hunting season, right? Yep, it's the last Sunday for those that are looking to harvest a deer with their firearm. And there are some similarities that you will be able to see between that occurring and our lessons today. Yes, for many, it's going to be their last opportunity they will have to harvest a deer. Many are going to be going back home, leaving their hunting shacks. There are those that choose not to bow hunt or black powder hunt, even though they live right at their hunting locations. For others, they need to go back to work, or there's holiday activities that are soon coming up in December on the horizon. Whatever prevents that hunt from continuing, today is it. Today is that last day. They need to make the most of their opportunity at hand. It might be a make it or break it situation to put that venison into the freezer. Today is not the day to become drowsy or sleepy when you're out hunting, especially if it's the last day, right? And especially if you're hunting with a party where somebody is near enough to see just what is going to be walking past you in your deer stand. You don't need one of those, oh, you should have saw that deer, it walked right past him and he never even took a shot. No, that's not what you would like for a deer hunter today. Planning and preparations for this opportunity to take a deer? No, not sleep. We need hunters that are awake. This is the time. So near the goal, we need patience and alertness, not drowsiness. We need to keep ready if you're hunting, because you never know when that deer is going to pass by. Right? You never know. I've taken deer early in the morning. I've taken deer right in the middle of the afternoon, sometimes at dusk. You never know when that opportunity is going to be at hand. And you don't want it to pass you by. Remaining alert, being prepared, that is also the focus of today's gospel reading. Matthew chapter 25, Jesus is teaching late to the disciples, teaching during Holy Week, and he's looking to the future. They've asked about the kingdom of heaven and when it will come, and this is his reply. A lot different than what many of you and I are used to when we're so typically attuned to our watches and the clock and their time, right? So anybody have a watch on? Tell me what time it is right now. Right? We know what time it is, 9:30. And yet we also know, what time does our worship service start? It starts at 9 a.m. And the Packers, they don't play today, but if you're interested in a different football team, and they generally have a start today at noon, or maybe it's the late game at 3 o'clock. You know, we've got so much in our life already scheduled out, and we know when things are supposed to happen, but yet Our gospel lesson talks about things happening when we do not expect it. Kind of like the snow this morning. I didn't expect to see the snow outside. Wasn't paying attention to the forecast. Knew it could happen. It's in that temperature range, but there it was when I woke up and looked out. Sometimes things happen when we least expect them to. And Jesus is speaking about a different tradition than we have. A wedding tradition for the people in and around Jerusalem. It's not like our weddings. Weddings are scheduled. The wedding ceremony will start at 2:00 in the afternoon. Reception to follow at the next location. And that will begin at 4:00. And it's all printed out generally upon your invitation. You know exactly where to go, when to be there. Jesus tells about a different way for weddings to occur. The wedding would occur and would begin, well, when the bridegroom was ready. What? You know, it wasn't a set time? No, it's not a set time. And so you knew that the ceremony was happening, but you didn't know exactly what time during that day it started. Very different from us. And so you needed to be ready when it began. And we hear in our gospel message about 10 virgins who are part of this wedding celebration. They didn't know exactly when the bridegroom would come, but they knew that it was happening and the hour was near. And generally, many of these events occur in the evening and during the nighttime, and so they're taking lamps, oil lamps, and oil lamps, they run out. Maybe similar to our cell phones. They have a charge and they hold it for a while, but at a certain point in time, you exhaust the battery life. No more flashlight if it's dead. So they needed to be prepared for a nighttime arrival of the groom. And so they had their oil lamps. And Jesus says, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. 5 brought extra oil and 5 didn't. The bridegroom comes in the middle of the night. It says at midnight comes the cry. And well, you can imagine that time of night, the oil reserve would be getting lower. And it says that the virgins, they wake up after having been drowsy. They're now looking at their lamps that they're going to be bringing with them, and the oil level is low, and 5 of them are able to refill their lamps in order so that they can join the procession into the banquet feast. But there's 5, and they're without, and they can't join. And so those that had, they tell the other ones, I don't have any to spare. I can't give you any of mine. It just isn't possible. But maybe go to the dealers and then you can get some. And they go, they miss the bridal party, they miss the procession, they miss entering into the banquet hall. In fact, the doors are even closed to the marriage feast. So those virgins, they come, they want to get in. Now they've got the lamp. Now they're going to be ready, and they knock on the door and they say, Lord, Lord, open to us. And yet he replies, no, I don't know you. This whole story, though, is a parable that Jesus talks about. The kingdom of heaven is like this scenario. The end of the world will come. Jesus is going to return. God's kingdom is going to be ushered in. There's going to be a wonderful marriage feast that lasts forever with God, our Heavenly Father. And yet, when it comes, he says, is like that bridegroom. We know it's near, but we don't know exactly when. We know he's coming, and yet we don't know the day nor the hour. Yes, he's coming. This world that we know so well will come to an end. There will be an end of sin. There will be an end of death. And God will usher in his eternal kingdom. Sometime near in the future. And I say near as a relative term. He says it's nearer today than it was yesterday. But exactly when, we don't know. So we are called to be ready. We are called to have our faith. We are called to be keeping watch. For we know, yes, he is coming. And we are called to let the world know this also. That yes, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of heaven and earth, he is going to return and usher in his eternal kingdom. Be ready. You don't want to miss out. You want your faith to be strong. Be wise so that your lamp continues to burn. You might say your lamp is your faith and that we continue to have oil and be made ready as we are in God's word, as we receive his good gifts in our sacrament, especially the sacrament of the altar, as we are reminded that yes, our Heavenly Father has plans for us, plans that he wants us to be with him for all eternity. So be prepared. Keep your faith strong. Keep our focus upon the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Keep it always ahead of us. For this world is going to come to an end. And we want and we rejoice that our Heavenly Father has made a way for us to enter into that marriage feast that will last forever. Those without faith, though, those that do not believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you would say that those are depicted by the five foolish virgins who do not have their lamps ready for the bridegroom to come at any time. They're not prepared. Oh, there'll be time later to do that, some people may say. Or, well, I can do that later in my life. I don't need to worry about that right now. You may hear others say when you ask them about coming and participating in their faith, oh, I can do that later. I've got more important things to do. Well, you don't. You don't want to be left without faith, without the way to enter in. We don't want the bridegroom to come to say, I don't know you, and the door to remain closed. Certainly, we want all to be able to enter with us into heaven, and therefore we all are encouraged to watch, to pray, to continue to be in God's word, to continue to receive the Lord's Supper, the sacrament that is meant to help strengthen us in our faith. Continue to keep the cross ever before you and speak boldly about it to your family and your friends so that they too would be wise, so that they too would be able to enter in with the bridegroom, the wedding feast that lasts for all times. Missing out on a deer, well, that's one thing. Yeah, we certainly know people that don't enjoy when it happens to them. But to miss out on eternal life with our Creator, what a truly horrible thing that is. So be ready, we are called. Continue to be connected to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Be in His Word, receive the sacraments, and trust what God has done for you. And look forward to the day when you will be able to feast with our Heavenly Father for all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard your hearts and minds firmly in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ until the day of His return. Amen. I invite the congregation to please stand as we continue and sing at this time the Te Deum. At this time, our offerings are gathered. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible in the west, so will
we are coming from somewhere.
We continue. Has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my heart come to you.
O Lord, absolve your people from their offenses, that from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our frailty we have brought upon ourselves, we may be delivered by your bountiful goodness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Teach us, O Lord, to number our days and know our frailty. Let us find our hope in Christ alone until we are crowned with joy at his final coming. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have anointed and enlightened us in holy baptism, and you call us always to renew our light by the ministry of your church. Keep us by your word and sacraments until your Son comes. Lord, in your mercy, remember the leaders of our country and all who serve in our military. Fill them with your wisdom and protect them in every danger. Lord, in your mercy, you extend your care and blessing to young and old. Guard both infants who have lived but a few days and the elderly living out the rest of their days. Increase their faith and enrich their lives until they live eternally in you. Lord, in your mercy. Be near to the sick and suffering, especially Rick, Glenn, Wayne, Colleen, Leon, and Tracy. Comfort them with your divine promises and grant your healing according to your will. Lord, in your mercy, you have prepared us by baptism for entrance into the marriage feast of your Son. As we now draw near, enlighten many others also to seek you and join us at your table here and in eternity. Lord, in your mercy, you are Lord of those who are awake and those who have fallen asleep. You knit us together in the salvation of your Son, Jesus Christ. Preserve our hope and teach us to number our days until we enter together into the kingdom of your Son. Lord, in your mercy, O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all of our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I invite you to be seated as we continue with our concluding hymn number 922.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. We invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 98.3 FM WCQM. We invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. A condensed version of the worship service may be found on the church website at peacetoyou.pctcnet.net. That's peace, the number 2, Y-O-U, dot pctcnet.net. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for his ministry, you may do so on our website or Facebook page, or mail it to Peace Lutheran Church, 598 2nd Avenue North, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. New music on the way from the Lonesome River Band, along with Billy Strings, Russell Moore, and Third Time Out, and many, many others. All brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, where you'll find all the breaking news in bluegrass, as well as upcoming events in your area, radio airplay charts, and more. To get up to date, log on to BluegrassToday.com. We're going to get things underway with a brand new single from Blue Highway now. Here's Northside.